Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Man, what's happening, man?
We are getting ready. There is a storm coming. You're right. They're calling it the Winter Storm Nemo. And believe it or not, this morning already, flurries, it was starting to stick. And it's kind of died down a little bit.
Well, for all the rest of America who don't even know they think a flurry is something you get from McDonald's. Can you explain what that is?
Mm-hmm. It's called snow.
right.
Big snow.
So McDonald's serves snow and people buy it, but you guys get it for free.
That's right. We get it for free.
We pay like $1.50 or something for a cup of snow.
We can send some snow down maybe down there.
Think it's going to be enough?
Oh my goodness! They're expecting everything from 8 to 14 to the most recent report I heard was 18 inches in New York City.
Wow!
You understand that if you ever hear that New York City is getting snow, you can rest assured that all of North Jersey and everything else outside of the city is going to get,
Jersey's like something that's injected into Manhattan. People don't understand how that works, but it's literally, you know, New York swings around both sides of northeastern New Jersey. Oh my goodness, man. Maybe you'll be ice skating on the Hudson. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know about the Hudson.
You don't want to fall in if it's thin ice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't want to fall in the ice.
Jimmy Hoffa. Oh my goodness.
I definitely, maybe we may get a chance to do some sledding, but for right now, until, you know, this storm passes, we definitely want to make sure that we pray for our elderly, those that are going to be commuting. I mean, if you're listening to VFN Radio today and you're going into the city, they're saying that they're going to be...
Don't if you don't have to,
but New Jersey Transit's going to be sending buses early so you can get out of the city early, because in fact, it's supposed to get heavy during rush hour. And so a lot of the schools are actually have an early dismissal, half a day today. And you want to look after your elderly. Look after the folks that weren't able to go out to the store and get supplies and get the things that they need. You'll be surprised. You know, a lot of the elderly are not even watching the news. Some people don't even know what's happening. Don't take it for granted that your neighbor has everything that they need. And you know what? They're expecting 35-mile-an-hour winds.
Yeah.
So
it's important to realize snow blocks you in.
Yeah,
and blocks you from having access to people. So if you want to check on them now. If there's somebody in your neighborhood, friends and family, make sure they have everything they need, because they're going to be blocked in for a while until they're not going to have enough plows to remove all the snow. A lot of it's going to have to be removed just through the sun coming up or something taking place like that. But don't think like if this storm hits and Mrs. Smith's in trouble, I'm going to go help her. It's like you're not going to might not be able to do that. You might not be able to get your door open. Yeah. Might not be able to get her door open, and it could be too late. You need to prepare, you know, beforehand.
Sure. And what happens is that they start cleaning the main roads first, but a lot of the neighborhood roads get their last. And so what happens, a lot of accidents occur right there in their neighborhood. Yeah. People are slipping and sliding, smashing into houses and cars on the side of the road. And if you could avoid leaving at all, please do, because it's going to be very, very dangerous and messy. But
I got a clue too to help. Shovel your sidewalk and shovel, you know, sweep all the snow off your car after they plowed your street, not before.
Oh my goodness! Well, don't dump it in the street because they'll get upset.
Yeah. But I remember when you got your car all cleaned up and then the plow came by and threw everything.
Threw everything. Here's another tip. You want to back up your vehicle closest to the end of the driveway. All that space. Don't have all that space. They're going to push it into your driveway.
Okay? Oh, I learned that one, man.
Out. Yeah. I'm telling. And be careful where you're walking. When you have that snowdrift, you think it's a mountain, it's a facade. You could be stepping into all sorts of stuff. So you really just
especially in Manhattan.
Oh, my goodness. You'll fall into a manhole or something.
Well, I thought, you know, my first big snow in New York, and I had a Mustang that I put a lot of space between me and the road and my vehicle. But it's just snow, you know, it's just light snow. So I was going to just, you know, get a little bit, you know, shoveled out, and then I was just going to rev up my engine, and I was going to knock the snow out of the way.
Right.
It didn't work. And snow is so, when it's so, let's just pray right now. Everybody's listening to us. Let's just pray for everybody in America, in the Northeastern United States, you know, New York and and Massachusetts and all the way up to Maine. And let's just ask God to protect them and protect the church, too, that's all, you know, in those areas. Father God, we just ask you right now that you would be with the Americans, the citizens that are in the Northeast, Father God, that you would give wisdom to the mayors, to the police chiefs, to the sheriffs, that you would give wisdom to family to be able to protect them, that you would somehow miraculously keep these power lines open so heat continues to come, that you would give them wisdom on how to use generators if that day comes, that they don't have this exit air, this exhaust air going into any place that they're living in that could kill them, that they wouldn't do that, Father God, and that fuel and provision and food and everything would be taken care of, Father God. We just ask you, Lord, for mercy for the northeastern United States. And God, we just pray for those that don't know you there, that this would be the moment that they look up and realize that God, you're God, and above you there's none other, and they would turn to you, Father God, that hearts would turn in the Northeast. We just pray this in Jesus' name. Well, you know, I was thinking about when you shot some video of you were sledding in the park, probably. And I was so enjoying the video because you sent me a video of it. But then, you know, Elijah, I think it was Elijah or Isaiah, one of them got some of the snow on their face. And you're looking like, get the snow off your face. Get the snow off your face. And I thought, yeah, it is pretty toxic. I never thought about that before. I was having this great vision of just clean, fresh snow. And it's like, no, don't touch it. Don't touch it. Oh, my goodness.
He's cracking up. I'm like, get this stuff out your face.
Well, you know, I was in Manhattan years ago when I was in the Navy, and they would give us free Broadway plays. I had no idea what a nice gift that was. Mm-hmm. But I think I saw like 33 Broadway plays back then.
Wow.
You just go down to the USO, and they would just give you tickets. And luckily, I had somebody named Terry Tregg from the Deluge of Louisiana that would just – we would go together, and he knew how to get these tickets. And we went into some off-Broadway play, and it was all the streets were there. Everything was normal. We rode the bus to the subway to the city because we were coming out of the Brooklyn shipyards.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came out, it was a different city. Mm-hmm. Nobody was moving. We were the two fools stuck in Manhattan who didn't – you know, we were young. We didn't look at the weather report.
Right.
There was no iPhones that sent alerts to you by that time. And there was like one weatherman probably for New York. And we had to wade all the way to, we made it to the subway. You could ride the subway in some of the subways and the snow. And that carried us all the way to the bus stop in Brooklyn. We got off the subway in Brooklyn. But then we had to walk because no buses are moving. And we had to walk. We've been just jumping on trains and transit, so sometimes you don't even know the environment because you just jump on some transportation thing and you just go somewhere.
Mm.
When there was no transportation things, you just like, oh,
where am I?
Lions, tigers, and bears. Oh, no.
It's cold out.
It was cold. It was like walking in a mud puddle, bro. It was like, it was just, I mean, I don't know what people like about that. But I do want to say before I say this, that this city that was kind of dark and dirty at that time, it's clean now. It's like Disney World looking now, but it wasn't like that then. That it was just all white. Everything was just clean and white, and it was amazing. And then 5 minutes later, it turned to slush and mud, and it was terrible.
Yeah.
And so we get out, and we're gonna walk all the way from the subway where we got off to the shipyard. There's these guys hanging out underneath the overpass, and you had to walk on this road, and there's like four or five on one side leaning against their cars, four or five on the other side leaning against their car. I don't know, switchblades. I don't know what they have. You know, they just look like if we walk through there, we won't come out the other side.
All right.
And so Terry and I walked all the way up. You know, these guys had to laugh at us. Oh, we walked all the way up the side of the interstate, over the interstate, and back down again, and unplowed. We just waded through thick snow. And I know those guys probably laughed at us, but they still would have robbed us. I know those guys. And sailors will get robbed every single day. Every single day. They actually, the captain would say, no, you didn't wear a uniform.
Okay.
No, that's right. He's like,
magnet.
Well, I mean, you already had a haircut that said, come and rob me. But but even the captain would put $20 in his sock. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my goodness.
And he would tell us, put $20 in your sock so you can at least get back.
Right.
Oh, and that was different then. You know, now they just have terrorists. Back then, I think everybody was a terrorist back then. And so we finally, man, hack our way all the way through the snow, make it back to the ship that was in dry dock. And that was my adventure, you know, so I'm just not really into snow. When I was in Virginia, because you just hear all this thing about snow, you're thinking, like, this is so great. Mm. This is so wonderful. And I'm walking from my ship in Virginia. This is my Navy days, I guess, which stands for Never Again Volunteer Yourself.
Right.
And I look up and it starts snowing because you can see the snow where it's starting to land on the ground. And you think, oh, that's pretty cool. Then you look up and it's these big wads of paper coming out of the sky that's blocking all the sun. It's like God's throwing trash at you. Right. It looked terrible, didn't it? It was just dark. No. And
I don't know what snow you were looking at. I don't know what you're looking at.
What's Get it off your face.
What's really beautiful? That was on the ground. What's really nice is when you're up in a really tall building and you're up so high and you start seeing all this just snow.
When a plane hits it, or what? What plane?
No. When the snow starts falling.
Okay.
It's just this. It really is a nice thing to look at when it first comes down. And you know what? Once it falls and it lands and everything is clean, you can have a whole lot of fun on there.
You got to do it quickly if you're in the city.
Yeah, you just don't play. Oh, you're not going to play in the street. I mean, if you're going to go in and do the sledding and the skiing and all that stuff that people haven't done the skiing yet. But a long time ago, I used to go to these golf courses and they had these huge rolling hills. I mean, just huge. It was like mountains.
Right.
And you would just go flying. I mean, flying down. It took you like...
That's before you had a frontal lobe, right? You didn't bother you?
It took you like 6 minutes.
Wow. Climb back up.
You know? Right. But when you came back up, there were people coming right down the hill. So you didn't know if someone was coming, you're dodging.
Yeah.
Crazy. But
that's before the day of helmets and seatbelts on sleds, you know.
Yeah.
The OSHA's like mandating we have to wear...
I wonder if we should make that video available of Teresa coming down that hill screaming.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
That's a good idea. What do you think, Teresa? I think it's a good idea. Well, I think she's in agreement. Ashley put the one up where you're going like, get the toxic snow off your face, son. I'm like, I was so enjoying that. I was like, wow. And all of a sudden, like, he's got chemicals on him. Get him off. You know? It is when the snow first comes down. Of course, I'm looking right now at the weather.com, and people are pushing their cars down the road, and people are hacking their way through snow. I just don't see. There's something about that just says, I'd just rather it not. Mm-hmm. You know, just watch it. You know, watch it on a movie or something. Because when I remember, I was in Manhattan, and it snowed, and of course they plowed the snow, they dumped it in the Hudson, which is oil, trash, and everything right into the Hudson. You know, they shove it over there, but then it still got ice, mm-hmm. And I saw big, huge trash trucks that dump dumpsters, you know, sliding like children's skates sideways and spinning down roads. I'm thinking, this is not good. This is going to hurt you. Why does anybody like this? I'm a trash truck. Going sideways, spinning, has no grip, you know, and the man's just like, I guess he's used to it. He's just sitting at the little way until it stops. And I'm thinking, that could hurt. That can hurt me. These people, I want snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. It's like, Jiminy Crickets, go to the beach. Have you been to Pensacola Beach? I mean, it is like white sand on the island out there. I mean, there is places that you can go to really enjoy that. So, you know, remember everybody up in the Northeast today. We need to keep them in our prayers. You know, pray for John if he does get snow in his face or mouth when he's sledding.
Pray for him. You can come up and help shovel, too.
Maybe you can wear one of those little masks that doctors wear when you make sure you don't get nothing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You're so clean, man. You're just a clean man.
I don't know. I'm going to have to wear some special gloves or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.